County Commissioner Tom Kress in. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me in here.
Yeah, I want to talk about the drought declaration last week, an emergency drought order coming out in the past week and a half or so. Talk about kind of what went into that.
Well, at this time of the year, we had the state water master looks at the snowpack levels and the stream flow levels and makes a determination whether there needs to be any curtailment of irrigators. And the Oregon Water Resource Department decided that that needed to curtail in Douglas County back to the 1974 water level. And that puts a lot of those people in a pretty great bind.
And going through that now, you have to look kind of at a lot of what we would call geeky data, right?
Yeah, you bet. I mean, it's soil, you know, the concentration of moistures in the soils. You have to look at the actual stream levels. And, you know, while the North Umpqua Basin is not in too bad a shape for stream levels, any of the South Central basins are in running pretty dry right now. And the stream levels are the soil moisture levels are very, very dry.
Now, the county made that declaration. Now you did a lot of paperwork that goes to Salem asking the governor to make a declaration. Any idea at what point that will take place?
Well, you know, there's been a couple counties ahead of us. One of them, Baker County, it took about a month to get that done. And then Lincoln County took a week. We're on track with Morrow and another county. And I suspect within a week now that at this time of year that they'll get that done.
Now, with, the flood, you know, and March, does it seem ironic that we're kind of in the midst of a drought?
Sure. You know, it does seem that way if you didn't, you know, consider a couple things, you know. So a typical summer, we get moisture throughout the, you know, winter and spring. You know, the temperatures in April and May are moderate. It might rain all the way into June a little bit. We got a snow in February, all the way through February, March, that kind of thing. That adds to snowpack. But this year, we got a significant snowpack in January, February, and then we had a deluge of rain in March, as we can remember, and that took some of the snowpack down. But it added to our rainfall totals, what makes it look like we got a lot of rainfall for the year. But it came in a short burst, and most of it ran off. And then after that, April, May, June were quite dry, no measurable precipitation, and pretty warm. So it evaporated the moisture level in the ground. It eliminated some of the snowpack that we had, and really the stream flow, you know, on the streams that don't have a reservoir in front of them that are behind them, that it really kind of dried that out.
So what's the impact on, like, agriculture and forestry and vineyards and things like that?
Well, so at this point, if you don't have a water right that goes beyond, that was pre-1974, the Water Resource Department of the state of Oregon is going to cut off your ability to irrigate out of your stream that you're along. And what this will do by declaring this emergency and then hoping the, you know, requesting the governor to do the same, it allows the state to utilize a whole bunch of tools that are just for this sort of thing, where they can take these folks that can now maybe trade their that water that they don't have with somebody that doesn't need it so much. There'll be expedited reviews on permits for alternative water sources and actually reduced fees for people who may not have needed a water right in the past but need one now. So there's a whole host of tools that the state brings to bear to help these folks in the event that they no longer can irrigate.
And what are we seeing for the extended outlook for this area?
Well, you know, weather forecast is, you know, iffy at best, but I would be willing to bet that in by looking at it in the trends shortly after the fair this year, which is next week, we're going to be cut back to the 1958 level of water rights. And really, it's why, you know, why we prompted us to do it last week was because, or the week before last, was because while we knew 74 was cut off, the 58 is really a big milestone. And when that happens, it impacts a lot of folks. So, and if this gets, you know, if the drought level becomes severe enough in extreme drought, if this continues, as I say, all the way through October, what will happen is that there is a federal declaration that comes into point, and it'll help the some of these ag producers with low interest loans or, you know, some sort of compensation for the crop damages and various other things that they're needing.
And we, I mean, this is not the first year we've been dealing with this.
No, it's not. You know, we declared in 20, 21, and 23, and now it's 25. We're declaring again. And typically what you'll notice is what really prompts it to be a problem for the producers is you get these hay levels for, you know, around here, that's what we grow a lot of hay. And they're particularly, we're about 50% this year because while we got this a massive rain in the winter, when we really need it to spurn the growth of the grasses, it didn't rain, so the hay topped out pretty quick, and so they're now having to purchase hay because the forage has been ate because it didn't have the moisture late to grow either. So it puts them in a pretty good bind if they can't irrigate.
And what do you see as being ahead? I mean, well, you're waiting for the governor's declaration, and with this potential in the fall, this could get certainly a lot worse before it improves.
Well, it certainly can, you know, especially those basins that do not have something like Galesville where, you know, we can add to that stream flow from that. We have quite a bit of water stored there because those, you know, the heavy rains that we got did help that situation and filled it up. But when you, if you're on North County and on Elk Creek, which doesn't have a dam on it yet, it, you know, clearly is a problem when it dries up.
All right. Anything else people ought to know about the situation?
Well, just, you know, there's a Oregon State, Oregon Water Resources Department's website. If you go on there, it'll have all kinds of information on stuff that you may be impacted, and this can help you.
All right, Tom, County Commissioner Tom Kress, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
8:38 at the Morning Report.